This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Colorado Bureau of Land Management Southwest District is managing the South Fork Fire that is northwest of Nucla and north of Highway 141 on Horse Mesa in West Montrose County. It was detected on Monday at approximately 5 p.m. In a press release Tuesday night, the BLM said the fire is at 14 acres and was started by lightning. The fire is in a remote area with minimal access routes, making direct attack difficult and a safety risk for fire suppression personnel. A BLM helicopter has been deployed. Montrose County Sheriff Gene Lillard told the Montrose Press he's weighing a stage one fire ban, but no decision has been announced. The smoke that residents in the Montrose, Delta, and Crawford areas saw yesterday was not from the South Fork fire. National Forest officials report the jet stream transported residual smoke from large fires in Arizona, the Telegraph Fire and Mescal Fire. You can track fires with links on the KVNF website. Go to kvnf.org and select wildfire info from the news drop-down menu. Yesterday, Colorado U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper announced the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy, or CORE Act, will receive a hearing in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee on June 16th. Bennett and Representative Jonah Goose introduced the Comprehensive CORE Act for the first time in January 2019, following years of work in Colorado to develop, draft, and negotiate the four individual public lands titles contained within the bill with a long list of stakeholders. This past January, Hickenlooper, who's a member of the committee which has jurisdiction over the bill, joined Bennett and Neguse to reintroduce the CORE Act. It passed the House in February, but still needs to pass the Senate. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser released his monthly report on the Safe to Tell hotline for youth. Safe to Tell is a successful violence intervention and prevention program for students to anonymously report threats to their own or others' safety. This year, it received around 10,000 tips, a 47% decrease from the previous school year, which is likely due to delayed school openings and distance learning practices. Suicide threats, welfare checks, and bullying were the top categories of tips reported to the program in May. In the press release, Weiser states the program will remain available throughout the summer. The number for Safe to Tell is 877-542-7233. The service is anonymous and available 24/7. Reports can also be made at safe2tell.org. And the final film in the virtual series put on by Citizens for a Healthy Community is tonight. The Youth Rising Film Fest presents the voices of young people in the fight against climate change. The film tonight is called Youth v. Gov and is the story of 21 plaintiffs, now ages 13 to 24, who sued the U.S. government for violating their constitutional rights to life, liberty, personal safety, and property through willful actions in creating the climate crisis the youth are inheriting. More info is available at chc4you.org. From banning plastic bags to changing who can purchase firearms to overhauling how our roads are funded, Colorado lawmakers did a lot before they gaveled their session to a close Tuesday night. Our Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz looks at how some of the decisions could affect your life.
Lawmakers started the session with the same top priority, helping those impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. 4 months ago, they announced the Colorado Comeback. Here's Carbondale Republican Senator Bob Rankin.
We not just stimulate the economy, but when we get through, our budget, our state finances are in a much better shape.
The $800 million will help residents get broadband connections and small businesses get new loans. But while lawmakers found common ground on a stimulus package, a proposal to lower healthcare costs was controversial.
I think about the type 1 diabetic who might have to drop her insurance because it's too expensive.
Democrat Dylan Roberts of Avon fought for a so-called public insurance option backed by the state government. He said premiums would go down on the individual market because they would be competing with private plans, which have a monopoly in some mountain and rural counties.
We're hoping that these price reduction goals will be able to start as soon as possible, which will be the plan year 2023.
But even some Democrats were skeptical, including Joanne Janal of Fort Collins.
Nothing in this bill explains how it will actually save money for the people who need this the most.
Aggressive lobbying from the healthcare industry effectively killed the public option, turning it into a less ambitious plan instead. Supporters say residents could still see premiums drop by 15% in the next 3 years, but that remains to be seen.
I can't report a possible active shooter at King Soopers.
While lawmakers were in the thick of the healthcare debate, a tragedy turned their attention to something else.
590, you said staging was at Broadway and Table Mesa.
Senator Steve Finberg of Boulder joined other Democrats in calling for gun reforms after the shooting that claimed 10 lives.
Coloradans have wanted change since 1999, after Columbine. They've wanted change since 2012, after the Aurora Theater shooting. And they've once again asked for change over the past month.
So he and other lawmakers from the Boulder area introduced three gun bills to let cities pass tougher laws, create a new state office to tackle the issue, and expand background checks. Republicans opposed all three measures, especially background checks. Senator John Cook of Greeley called it worthless.
This bill will do absolutely nothing once again. But again, we can go back, man, we did something really important. We're making you feel good.
But those most impacted by the shooting saw things differently.
I lost more than three coworkers and two friends on March 22nd. I lost my sense of safety.
Joel Loomis works at the King Soopers. He testified during the hearing to block gun sales to people convicted of violent misdemeanors.
Americans deserve the right to be and feel safe in a spa, in a movie theater, or in the grocery store. They deserve freedom from death from the barrel of a gun in the wrong hands.
The bills passed, along with three others planned before the Boulder shooting. Supporters are celebrating this as one of the most productive sessions for gun violence prevention. And just over a year after George Floyd's murder, Democrats sent Polis more police reforms, including new limits on when officers can resort to deadly force.
We want no more death. We only want justice.
Leslie Herod leads the Black Caucus and sponsored many of the bills.
In Colorado, we will lead the way to continue to ensure that law enforcement officers who act in a way that is murderous and deadly are held accountable.
Lawmakers even passed bills that could soon change how you vote. One aims to promote the use of ranked choice voting, which lets people select multiple candidates and have the ranking come into play if no one captures a majority. It was also a banner year for another big issue.
Finally fix our damn roads.
Governor Polis helped advance a $5.4 billion transportation package that will dramatically change how Colorado pays for road work over the next decade. Starting next year, billions of dollars will be raised in fees when residents buy gas, order something from Amazon, or hop in an Uber or Lyft. Kevin Priola of Adams County was the only Republican on board with the bill.
I'm confident this plan will create a sustainable funding source that will not be able to be monkeyed with by future legislatures.
In all, lawmakers debated more than 600 bills, including measures to limit how much medical marijuana patients can buy. And you'll also be able to keep getting your favorite cocktails delivered from your local restaurants for at least 4 more years. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.